Good morning and welcome to our service for Trinity Sunday. Before we start our service, you might like to make sure that you have your candle, something to light it with, and a pen and some paper. So if you'd like to get those now and pause the recording and then come back when you're ready and we'll carry on. So would you like to light your candle? And now Eilish will lead us in our responses at the start of the service. Thank you, Eilish, and supported by her mum, Heather. Now we're going to sing our first hymn, which is Holy, Holy, Holy. As we look around the world, we can see many bad things that have happened. We can see that people have hurt one another by the things that they've done and the things that they've said and that the way that they've behaved. But we need to recognise that we too are capable of not behaving as we should. And as we come into God's presence, it's a good time to come and say sorry and ask His forgiveness. So, would you like to join in with me? For the angry words I've spoken, for my hurtful, selfish ways, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For the promises I've broken, for the times I've disobeyed, Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For the things we take for granted, for the people we've forgotten and the times we've turned away. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May God forgive us, Christ renew us, and the Spirit enable us to grow in love. Amen.
So, thinking about the Trinity today, we're going to start by exploring the idea of three things being one, or one thing being three. And one of the ways we're going to do that is that I'm going to give you some objects, and I want you to think of three ways that you would use each one. So, for an example, I could say a tea towel, and then you would pause the recording for a moment to have a discussion or just to think in your own head about the three ways you might use a tea towel. And then I'm going to tell you at the end my three ways. So I would suggest that you could use a tea towel to dry up with. I would also say you can use it to strain elderly milk to make cheese. And also, I always think you can put a tea towel over your head and be a shepherd in a nativity play. So one thing, a tea towel, that does three things. So the first one I'm going to give to you all is a cardboard tube from the inside of a loo roll. So I suggest you pause the podcast for a moment now while you think or discuss what three things you might use that tube for. Did you have three ideas? Let me tell you some of the ideas of some members of our congregation. Fran thought she would use it as a telescope. And I think Jane said about something to plant seeds in, which I actually have done this year. Not a great success. But Chris said he would make it as part of an oil tanker for his model railway. I was quite impressed by that. Were your ideas as good as that? Expect so. So, your next one. What three ways might you use a toothbrush? Off you go. Okay, good. I bet you have great ways of using a toothbrush. For me, I would use a toothbrush to scratch my back. I would also use a toothbrush for cleaning little things like jewellery, and I would use it for marking where I have planted seeds straight into the ground. I wish I had some way of hearing the ideas you've had. Final one. In what three ways would you use a ball, a tennis ball? Pause your podcast and think about that. What three ways would you use a tennis ball? I've got very good ways of using my ball. You can squeeze a tennis ball to release tension when you're having a frustrating time with Zoom, for example. Or you can throw it to distract your dog from a small child that she's longing to say hello to and who doesn't really want to say hello to her. Or, and this is a really good tip, you can sit on a tennis ball and you can move about a bit, rolling it under you, and it helps your sciatic nerve. Good one. Be careful though. I wonder what things you thought of for your loo roll, your toothbrush and your ball. Lots of imaginative things, I expect. Before I go, Tom says it's very important to remember not to use someone else's toothbrush to scratch your back. Been some sadness over the years about that. We're going to sing the Gloria now, which of course sings of the glory of all parts of the Trinity.
Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to the Father, glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father. To him be glory forever, to him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, Son of the Father. Glory to God, glory to God, Son of the Father. To him be glory forever, to him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Spirit. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Spirit. To him be glory forever, to him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen.
The Gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to the hill in Galilee, where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, even though some of them doubted. Jesus drew near and said to them, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always, to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Janice, for that reading of the Gospel. It reminds us about Jesus' command to go and make disciples of all peoples everywhere. And it also reminds us to do that in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity. And today is called Trinity Sunday. It's a day when we think about who God is, about those three persons. The word Trinity isn't actually a word in the Bible. It's two words smashed together. The first part of the word, tri, means three, like in triangle, tripod, tricycle. And the second part of the word is an abbreviated form of the word unity. That's because between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, there's a complete unity. They have the perfect relationship with one another. We're going to do an activity now that will help us, I hope, to think a little bit more about God. And for this, you need your pens and paper. You may want to pause while you get them ready. Now, the first thing I want you to do is on your paper to draw the largest triangle you possibly can. It doesn't matter if it looks a bit odd. It doesn't matter if you don't get it quite right. Now, I want you to divide your triangle into three fairly equal parts. Again, don't worry about doing it exactly. Right, three parts. Now, I want you to write something in small words in each of those sections. In one section, I want you to write something Jesus did. Something Jesus did. Write those words. In the second section, can you write the words A favourite place. A favourite place. And in the third section, can you write, a time I felt close to God. A time I felt close to God. Have you got that? What we're going to do now is we're all going to listen quietly to some music, some reflective music. All of us, whether you're on your own or with your family, children, you can do this too. And what I'd like you to do is in the first section, just draw something that you know Jesus did. In the second, a place that's a favourite place for you, of somewhere God created. And in the third one, a time when you felt close to God. Can you do that? Okay, off you go.
Thank you.
I wonder what you drew. Did you draw Jesus healing somebody? Or sitting with his friends having a meal? Or maybe part of the Easter story? And what about the place? Was that somewhere local where you go walking? Somewhere like the Stepping Stones, Thorpe Cloud? Or maybe the sea or a mountain view? And what about that time you felt close to God? That time when God's Holy Spirit came close and God put his arms just around you and loved you so much you could feel him. I hope that those pictures show something of the different parts of the Godhead. Each part has a different job to do, and yet together they are one. I'd like us to do something else now. You're going to do all the work today, I'm afraid. I'd like you, if you would like, to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine that you have three lollipop sticks. Yes, I did say that. Three lollipop sticks, all the same length. They could be different colours. I think mine are probably red and green and purple. Now in your head, I want you to imagine making a triangle with those sticks. A perfect equilateral triangle with each side the same. You have one triangle but three sides. Imagine that one side is God the Father, one side is God the Son, and one side is God the Holy Spirit. Each one is the same length and equally important. Now, I want you to imagine that you take away one of those sticks. Take away one of those lollipop sticks in your head. Have you still got a triangle? No, you've just got an angle. The triangle is not complete anymore. If you take away any one of those sticks, you just get an angle and you lose the triangle. And what about if you take away two lollipop sticks? Then you just have a stick, a line, nothing like a triangle. Okay. Open your eyes. For the equilateral triangle to be complete, you need all three lollipop sticks, and they all need to be the same size. I know it's not perfect, but it is a little bit like God. If we only think about God the Father, God the Creator, God the All-Powerful, we're missing out. If we only think about God the Son and all he did and all he means, then we're missing out. If we only are looking for good feelings, good experiences from the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're missing out. We need to look and learn from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that's not always easy. I wonder which part of the Godhead you relate to the most, you like the best. I wonder which part of God you know the least about and would like to learn more about. I wonder which part of God you feel closest to at the moment. We're going to pray now, and Caitlin is going to lead our prayers. She's going to say three prayers. And after each prayer, we're going to join with Claire in singing one verse of the song, Father, We Adore You.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the beautiful world you have created. Thank you that during this time of lockdown, we have been able to enjoy so much the sounds of the birds singing in the garden, watching the flowers and trees as they grow and put on their summer colours. Thank you for the night skies and the cleaner air. Please help us to all care for the world in which we live. Help us to find a better ways to protect our planet for the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Father, we adore you.
Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to the earth to show us what God is like. Thank you that you love everyone equally and have no favourites. Thank you for your teaching and your healing. Please be with those today who are sick and sad and lonely, especially anyone we know. Help them to know that you care. Please be with all of those who are in charge of our world. Be with presidents and prime ministers and all the world leaders. Help them in the decisions they make every day. We also pray for all those who are working so hard during this pandemic. Please close them and keep them safe as they work to help others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Jesus, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. Oh, we love you.
Holy Spirit, you breathe power and life into God's people. We pray for the church throughout the world to know your guidance and wisdom at this time. Help us all to use God's gifts and share God's love with those around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Spirit, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. Oh, we love you.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today your daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We are now going to sing I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
I who made the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Who
I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send?
I am Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night.
I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them, my hand will save.
Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it
We're going to close our service today by saying together a verse which would come from another reading from the Bible set for today. It's a verse that tells us that God is three persons. It's a verse we all know off by heart. When we were baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In our reading, we were reminded that we're called by God to go in the power of the Spirit to share the good news of Jesus. And in this verse, we share together something of God's love with one another. And the verse we know and we're going to share, we call it the grace. So shall we say the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. God bless, and hopefully we'll see you soon.